The formal end of the workday may soon be a thing of the past. More and more people are working in three shifts, one before lunch, one after lunch, and then one late at night. These new work habits form a triple peak workday, according to research from Microsoft. Let's bring in Derek Thompson. He wrote about this for The Atlantic, where he is a staff writer. And Derek, tell me about this triple peak. How many people are working late at night, and how intensely are they working?
Well, you said that very perfectly. Microsoft has been researching the working habits of its own employees for a long time. They look at what they call keyboard events, which I find a very funny euphemism for sending emails or engaging in productivity apps on a work computer. And they have historically looked at people's activities during the workday, where they found these two peaks, just after lunch and just before lunch. I, myself, am most productive just before lunch rather than just after, but we are looking at aggregate data here. In the most recent study, however, they found that there is a third peak, as you mentioned, around 9 p.m. And people seem to work as much around 9 to 10 p.m. as they do at 8 a.m. And so I was really interested in this. I thought, you know, I myself find myself sort of, you know, at the end of the day, you know, curling up with my computer and turning on the TV or putting on a podcast and answering a bunch of emails. Hey, sorry, I just saw this. Hey, I'm getting this a little bit late. So 9 p.m. is my sort of catch up with email period. But it seems like this is a very common period for people to catch up on work that they, for all sorts of reasons, could not do during the typical 9 to 5.
Does that mean that people like you are working more or just working differently?
The answer is yes. People are working more and they're working differently. Microsoft has found in other research that the average workday has expanded by about 1 hour since March 2020, the month the pandemic started, and that after hours work has also increased by about 20 to 30%. Sometimes people are using this 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Block of time in order to move work that they couldn't do because maybe they were taking care of a family member or a child at home at 2 p.m., so they couldn't get that block of an hour done during the official workday. A lot of times, however, this is about the proliferation of meetings. It's about the fact that people's workday is so filled with Teams meetings and Zoom meetings and Skype meetings that they can't get any actual hard work done during the day, and so they have to return to their computer at 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. at night in order to send emails or put together presentations.
Right. So I'm listening to you describe this situation, trying to figure out whether or not this is a good thing or a bad thing, because a more fluid workday seems like it could have its advantages. As you mentioned, you know, you're a parent, you spend some time with the kids in the evening, you get them off to bed, and then you go back to work. On the other hand, if you're just doing more work, like, I'm just trying to figure out whether or not this is a positive improvement in the work world.
Well, as you know, I've been on the show to talk about future of work trends quite a bit, and I typically try to resist the inclination, which is frankly my own inclination, to categorize everything as purely good or purely bad. I think this is both. It's purely good for people who have a nocturnal chronotype, which is a fancy way of saying they're night owls, to be able to do asynchronous work at 9 p.m. That's obviously a wonderful thing for them. That's when they want to work. It's bad, however, if the day is expanding such that people feel like they are obligated to work at 9 p.m. when they would rather just watch primetime television or curl up with a book or hang out with their kids. So it really depends on the individual. But one thing that Microsoft researchers really stressed to me is that people are taking way more digital meetings than they were 2-3 years ago. People have 250% more meetings every day than they did before the pandemic. That is a huge reason why we are on our computers watching people's faces all day and then doing our quote-unquote actual work at night.
I'm going to out you now because our producer, Colioni, got an email from you last night at 10 o'clock.
You are doing this. Yeah, exactly.
So yeah.
Do you like it?
What about you personally?
At 9 p.m. work. I'm sorry?
Do you like it?
Yeah, I do. I do like, you know, I find that as a writer, inspiration strikes when you least expect it. So it's really nice for me to be able to work asynchronously.
Right. I think we might be having some technical problems there.
Put together pieces of work at 8 a.m. or at 10 p.m., and that's how I feel.
All right. Well, and we may be having some technical problems here, so let's see if we can get one more question in here. What do you think this means for the future? Is it, you know, too soon to say it is the end of the 9-to-5 workday?
It is not the end of the 9-to-5 workday, but it is the beginning, perhaps, of the 9-to-10 workday. The 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. workday, I think, is going to be with us for quite a bit as hybrid and remote work shows itself to be a relatively permanent part of America's labor force.
All right. Derek Thompson working off a little bit of a delay there. Staff writer for The Atlantic. Don't stay up too late tonight. I'm going to be in bed at 9, just so you know.
Thank you.
Derek, thanks very much.